Hello, is this Roselle?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Roselle, how you doing today? Happy Friday.
I'm good. Happy Friday, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I, you know, looking forward to the weekend. I get to spend time with my little one and, yeah, and enjoy the time together. So thanks for asking.
Oh,
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I know that you were speaking to Rye. Rye does a great job of kind of explaining what we do here. She did mention a couple things, right? She did mention you're the sole owner of the business and you travel about 45 miles. Okay?
Yes.
All right. And I just want to confirm, for some reason it's not coming up, the business is called Roselle Psychic, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then this is very strange, but for some reason I don't see anything as far as the business. Where's the business currently located? Maybe that'll help me out there.
The business is located in Roselle, New Jersey.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that why it may not be coming up is because I am having a problem with my Google at the moment. Because apparently Google Business is having a very hard time with their AI system, and they're just flagging different businesses, not only mine.
Okay.
And we can't seem to verify the business. So that's why I wanted to go ahead and call you guys. Because I know that if I could get a site up on Google, having you guys attached would just make it a little bit better for me to go ahead and to re-kickstart it. Because I've been here for 6 or 7 years.
Wow. Okay. Gotcha. I see what you mean. I think I do. Give me 1 second. So the business is Roselle Psychic. Your name's not Roselle, right?
No, it is not.
Okay. I just wanted to
confirm. Roselle is my area.
Got it, right. Well, okay, I got it. But that Rye just put that in the wrong spot, so I'm like, wait a minute. That's kind of
fine.
You live in Roselle, the business is Roselle, and your name is Roselle.
No.
Okay, all right.
That is just my vicinity. I have to keep it local and, you know, easy for other people to find, because some people are a little stupid, and they're like, why is your name Roselle Psychic, or why is this? You're in Roselle.
Gotcha,
so I just went ahead and made it easier for all of the dummies out there.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, we can most definitely help you out with that. So I do got a couple questions just to verify a couple things. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do see another number for you. I don't know if you let me know. Does this ring a bell? 908-404-8050, or that's completely different?
Yes, that's my business number, and
okay,
I'm calling
gotcha.
You right now off of my personal number.
That makes sense. Okay, because I do see you have a listing on Yelp. I do see a couple other things online. So I just, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. Yeah, so most definitely we can help you get ranked on Google and get you your Google business profile up and running. And then, so I got a couple questions. I don't see a website for the business, right? Is that correct? Or am I wrong?
Yes, no, you're right on that one. I do have to go ahead and relaunch my site for my business. And since it is October, I'm going to have that to be done within the next few days because I had to change my number and everything like that, so I just took the whole website down. But that should be up within the next week or two.
Okay, got it. So do you have a company doing the website for you, or are you planning to hire a company to do that?
I'm going to go ahead and have maybe somebody else do it. I am in the market for one, so.
Well, the reason why is I can include a website at no additional cost, if that's something that you want us to do.
Perfect.
I can include that. I know if you're willing to move forward, then I can include the website. So what this website would do is it's fully Google compliant, fully customizable. You can put pictures, videos, you know, different services you can do. And we'll make sure it looks nice and pretty for you. So that's something that we can do. And then I do see you have a Yelp listing, which is good. You have a 5-star review there. So we'll be able to program you on Apple Maps as well. So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Yelp is now kind of tied in with Apple Maps when you go on Apple if you have an iPhone. And then Yelp comes out as one of those listings, which is good. So we'll do that programming for that. And then what we'll also do I don't see a Facebook business page for your company. Is that, or am I missing one for Facebook?
Guys, I believe you are missing one. They should
okay.
be there on Facebook.
Okay.
I believe if you search the phone number, actually, it should come up.
Okay, okay. Cool. Maybe that's what
because
it
is. Because I am the sole owner,
mm-hmm.
but I do have me, and I only have two psychics that work here, and we are very entitled, related, and professional. So because
okay.
we are only generational. So
gotcha.
That is my
okay.
mother-in-law Sarah's kind of distribution is Facebook.
Got it. Okay. And as far as, the Facebook, I'm trying to find it right now to see if I can find it. I'm pretty sure I can do a deep dive on it. Okay. All right. And the reason why I ask this is because what we do is we run Facebook retargeting ads, and that's an awesome thing that we do. So it's crazy how it works, right? So someone is even
yes.
talking about, hey, I need a psychic or something, and they're talking about it or even searching for anything on Google, it retargets an ad of your company on Facebook. Has
yes.
that happened to you?
Here's
when
the thing.
Yeah.
For the 45-mile radius, I want to be the first and only psychic that comes up.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me see what other competitors you have out there.
I have a lot of competitors out there. I'm telling you right now. The area of South Jersey that I'm in, there is a lot of psychics out there, and I know most of them. And they just really go to run people's money. I don't like that. I was blessed with a gift, and I'm here to go ahead and to share it. That's really what my calling is. So I would like to be the first psychic that comes up for the 45-mile radius when you're looking for one.
Okay. Let's see. I just want to check something out real quick. Yeah, we can definitely get your program in for sure. Give me 1 second. So you're doing a 40-mile radius. Okay, yeah, you do got a couple people, but honestly, these companies are not that great.
They don't open till a certain time. I'm open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
They don't open till a certain time, and I know that some of them say 9 to 10 a.m. is when they open. They're not open because most of their customers do wind up coming to me because I am open at basically the crack of dawn.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah, I do. So here's the thing, right? So let me just explain a couple things for you. There's one called Psychic Chakra Boutique. Those guys have a one review, and it's a 3-star. That's horrible. So definitely we'll be able to outrank those guys. You also got other companies that are just, Maria, Your Soul Perspective. I don't know, it's kind of a weird name, but anyhow, that company, they only have one review, but it's like they just literally got on Google not too long ago. So yeah, we'll be able to program you and outrank all these guys here. For sure. Okay,
most
cool.
of those reviews actually that those people have are mm-hmm. just their own family members because I've done my research.
Okay.
So it's just their family members that are making new Google accounts.
Got it.
The thing is, though, I've done my research. If you would have seen my first Google ad that I had up for 6 years, I had only 5-star reviews. So
that's
why
awesome.
I want to get back to that 6 years.
You want to get back to that? Yeah, most
uh-huh.
definitely. Okay, cool. Well, so let's start creating a profile. We're going to go ahead and get a profile created for you here, and then what we're going to do is we're going to do an onboarding call. That's going to be with one of our technicians, and that can be later on today. So something like this, right? Mm-hmm. The way this would work, to get the Google optimization going, we're going to put you on different platforms.
Yes.
And you said you do want the website, correct? That's something you want us to build for you so that way you don't have to go out there and spend any more money. Okay.
I want everybody to be able to go ahead and to click the website button on Google if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Because I know that that's how that works. And I want them to see my price listing, everything in detail, and then for my two phone numbers to come out, personal and business.
Okay.
And then for them to go ahead and if they want, they could do a booking over the phone or they could book through the website.
We can do booking through the website. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Okay, we can definitely do that.
Yeah.
So for something like this, right, usually there's a $299 setup fee. Since you have a couple things in place, I'm going to definitely give you a discount. It's always $200 off the setup fee. And then for something like this to get things going, it would be a month-to-month service. There's absolutely no contracts. So once again, if you know you're going to judge us on how we're getting your business going, right? If you don't see the results, obviously you're not going to stick with us. So that's a good thing. You don't have to, you know, sign any type of contract or anything like that. So that's a definitely good thing. So for something like this to get things going, it's $448 to start and then $349 every month after that. But that would be a month-to-month service, no contracts. So that's including the website. So I'm not charging you an extra fee for website. I'm including that with the setup fee. So we can get that going. All right. So Roselle, I mean, why do I keep calling you Roselle? Because that's what they put. What is your name?
My name is Skylar.
Skylar. Okay.
And I also want that to be another thing.
Okay.
I want for me and my mother-in-law to be there so they could book with whoever, whatever. I want us to have our own profiles or whatever. I want us to be, you know, come see Psychic Sarah or come see Psychic Sky. I'm Sky, my mother-in-law Sarah. I just want it to be fully customizable and professional.
100%. We'll make sure your website is detailed and we'll make sure we put, you know, who they want to book with. So that's not an issue. So I want to make sure so since we're opening the file under your name right now, we're just going to take down some basic information of the company. So Skylar spelled S-K-Y-L-E-R, is that correct? Or L-E-R? How do you spell it?
L-A-R.
L-E-R. Got it. All right, Skylar, this is for account purposes. What is your last name?
Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Okay, gotcha. And what's a good email for us to contact you? It could be the business email or it could be a personal email.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you my business, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or you know what? No, I'm going to do my personal because I check my personal a lot more. That's going to be Skylar, same way that it's spelled that you have it, 0603 at iCloud.com.
At iCloud. Okay, gotcha. All right. Yep, looks like it's a valid email. Okay, sounds good. So we're going to put both numbers here. We're going to put yours, the business phone number, and then we'll also do the cell phone. So that we're on right
My
now.
My cell is the 516 number that I'm calling you off of now.
Yep.
Yes. And then the number on the Yelp is my business number. You could go ahead and you could do that one.
Got it. Okay, so I'll do that to make sure we have both just in case. I mean, they can call both numbers as well, so we got that.
Yeah.
All right, and then as far as the business address, once again, we're not like obviously we're going to – people can go to you, right? Like you have a brick-and-mortar place, right? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. A lot of people are mobile, right? So you never know nowadays. So what is the business address so we can showcase so people can drive and have directions?
Okay, so that would be 125 East St. George's Avenue in Roselle, New Jersey.
Okay. Got it. I got it.
And I also do mobile. I do want that to be done. I do over-the-phone sessions, FaceTime, Skype, WhatsApp as well. I do all of it.
That is really
so
cool.
So if they do book an appointment, the appointment does have to be booked within 2 or 3 days of it in advance. I do take walk-ins, and if you do want a phone or online reading, that does have to be done with a booking fee. Because I do charge
a booking
fee to go ahead and to have it done. Yes.
Got it. Okay. We can, No, that's not a problem.
And
later
deposit is non-refundable. It could be rebooked, but the deposit is non-refundable.
There you go. See, because a lot of people bail, right? They just kind of get cold feet. Yeah, okay, that's really, really
a lot of people do, especially when they think that they're going to hear something stupid from a psychic, which they may, but they kind of feel like they get cold feet and they back out. So I don't like that. If somebody's going to book, they better book and book it right.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Okay, cool. We'll put this, we're going to put some notes on the business right now. So, so keywords. So we're just going to put, we're going to put a couple keywords so people can find you. So first and foremost, we're just going to put, you know, psychic, right? That's good. So,
psychic reader.
Psychic reader.
If you could do psychic reader in one word.
Okay.
Tarot.
Okay.
Crystal ball is pretty good as well.
Crystal ball. Okay.
Chakra. And blockage removal.
Blockage removal.
Yes. I'm also a medium, so I speak to the dead. I go ahead and I do pet readings. I do it all.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you do card readings and stuff like that, too, right?
I do just energy readings. Oh, you could also put energy readings. I don't use any materials with that one. It's based off of your energy and mind as a connection.
Okay, cool. So we're going to put mobile, psychic, we're going to put walk-ins, booking. These are just different keywords. And then once again, the technician is going to go over the keywords that are being searched in the area. So that's another cool thing. And then we're going to be able to make sure whatever keywords people are searching more, we're going to make sure that we program those keywords so those so that way you're found on that first page and you're one of the top recommended options. So yeah, most definitely.
Is there any way that when they search up St. George's Avenue that I just totally come up? Because I want, like, I know that there's a Krauser's, a Dollar Tree, a Taco Bell here on St. George Avenue, and I want to come up as well when they just search Roselle, because I want to be the top reader, everything like that. Because I was for a little while just on my own without Local Splash. So I want to get back to that now, because Google kind of took me from behind, and they kind of flipped my business upside down. So I'm a little bit angry at Google, so you have to understand that I'm looking to be pushed out as much as possible.
It's okay. See what Google does. So you know, here's the thing. Okay, Google. It's sad to say, but Google really focuses on the big companies like Samsung, Apple, Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah.
Like Nike. They really pay attention to that. Guess why? Because they're paying millions of dollars in Google ads, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to smaller medium sized businesses, they have SEO companies like us. So we're a Google partner, and with us, you know, we're able to do that exactly, is really program those small to medium-sized businesses. So they're not really going to tailor as much as
you. I wasn't really considered a small business either.
No, I know, but...
Because I've been here for 6 years. No, I'm saying, like, as in the Google thing, because the domain site that would come up. So, see, I had all of that down pat for a little while. And then recently, I think it was back in August, the starting of August, they kind of took my first ever ad down. And that's when I had all of my past customers. They had good reviews, people giving their testimonies. Oh, I'm also on TikTok, by the way. I don't know if that does anything.
Yeah,
you
can
also
put that
find
on your website.
On TikTok. That's where they get, they get half-priced readings there. Both of our accounts will be on there. But like I said, I had so many reviews over the past 6 or 7 years, and they're just all in the toilet now.
God. Okay. We'll make sure we get you back to where you need to be. We'll definitely do that for you. And you said you mentioned a 40-mile radius. You want people to find you? Is that correct? Or?
A 40 to 50-mile radius.
All right. Let's put 50.
Because if they come from that radius, it's fine. They could go ahead and they could do an online reading, or they could go ahead and they could actually put the miles on their car, drive, and come and walk in.
Cool.
I just want to be accessible to everyone and anyone.
Not a problem. All right, we can definitely do that. All right. And then so I do just want to ask you a few other questions here. As far as, let's see. Okay. We got that for the website. Everything's good to go. And it's okay. I'm just looking at, we do have a pretty much a notation list for our client onboarding, so we can have the client onboarding call even later on today, which is good. Would you have about 30 to 45 minutes today later on before we close, so that way you can get the onboarding and we can start building your website and start getting things rocking and rolling? Would you have time today to do that? Or Monday?
No, but I will have time. I will have time tomorrow. Are you guys open tomorrow?
We're open Monday through Friday, so Monday would be the next day, which, I mean, you know, that's not going to hurt if that's okay with you.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and we'll do that Monday.
Monday
I'll be also able to make the payment, because right now I do have an appointment to go to with my husband. So with that, Monday would be a lot better for me to go ahead and for me to have all of that time and to put time into it.
Gotcha. Okay, so what I can do is I can kind of save all the information I put in. In order for me to book the actual onboarding call, we would have to receive the payment. So if you want to do it Monday, we can wait till Monday and do everything if you like. It's completely up to you. So we can book the payment now and then read the voice verification and then book your onboarding call for Monday. It's up to you, right? Well, how would you like to?
We're going to keep everything for Monday. You are going to be the one that's calling me back, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, I wouldn't have anybody else call you back. So,
Because I know that I got recommended by my mother. My mother is also a generational psychic, and she works with you guys, and she recommended me.
That's awesome.
So that's why. And I know that she has one agent that she's been working with for 2-3 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'll be working with you. So without a doubt, I'm the one who will be calling you on Monday. So here's the last things we would need. So we would just first and foremost need to secure the payment. We read what's called the 90-second voice verification. So that's basically outlining the service agreement. That's month-to-month, no contracts. It's just literally for your protection. And then what we would do is we would set up that client onboarding call. After that payment, it could be, you know, within like 2 hours from that, you know, getting that done, and then would be able to start on your programming. So you mentioned you want to start all that on Monday.
Yes, I'm going to start all of that on Monday. If we could start that by like 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that'll be great.
Okay. So what time would you like me to call you to, you said 2 p.m.?
2:30 p.m., yes.
Okay, sounds good. So everything's pretty much done as far as the basic notation of the account and the account creation. So now all we would have to do is, once again, just collect the payment and then do the onboarding call, and then we're pretty much good to go. We'll be able to wrap things up. So
we'll set all of that up on Monday.
Absolutely, yeah. So So the technician will obviously do the onboarding call and all that good stuff. So I'll go ahead and have this account saved right now, and then Monday, we'll get going with the process. Okay, does that sound fair to you?
Okay, perfect. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right.
Appreciate it.
No worries, Skylar. You enjoy the rest of your day, and once again, we'll be in contact on Monday, and we'll get the ball rolling. And rest assured that I'll make sure that everything that you want is going to happen for you. Okay.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your weekend.
You as well. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.